U.S. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez made a stop in New Haven, Connecticut, to check in on an ex-offender reentry program supported in part by the federal government. For the New England News Collaborative, Lori Mack reports.
Secretary Perez heard from about a half dozen inmates at the New Haven Correctional Center. They're part of an on-site program with a goal to prepare people like Liam Daly from Groton, Connecticut, to get out with a plan and hopefully a job at the end of his sentence.
I got 30 days left and go back out, and this workshop, I heard about it, so I came down, volunteered to take it, and it's the best move I made. I think it's that one door closes, another one opens, so to speak.
The program opened in February. It'll serve 175 inmates who are within 6 months of the end of their sentence. So far, 34 have completed the curriculum, which includes preparing for job interviews. More than half are now working. Perez told a group of inmates he's seeing an increase in the number of employers across the country who are willing to hire ex-offenders.
And what they want to see is, you know, the ability to work with a team, to making sure you're there on time, and that work ethic. I think y'all have it, and we're working hard to make sure that there's more employers out there. Mm-hmm. And the good news is there are. That's why we're trying to connect with you here.
Yeah.
So that you're ready day one.
Connecticut is one of 14 states awarded a $500,000 grant to provide training to inmates and ongoing support once they're out. Perez made a second stop where he spoke with ex-offenders and their employers. Bonnie Kent from Millwood Incorporated, a company that makes wooden shipping pallets, talked about what it's been like to have Chris Garcia as an employee. Garcia went through the program and was released less than 2 months ago.
He's been with us for about 4 weeks. We personally didn't think he was going to last very long because it's a very demanding physical job. A lot of times we have guys that leave within the first 3 or 4 hours. And he comes every day, whether it's walking or busing, he gets down there. And he's been doing a great job.
Perez told program participants they were an inspiration and encouraged them to keep up the work and advocacy for the program. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lori Mack in New Haven, Connecticut.